Darnell Mooney's week produced two claims that cannot both be right. Giants insider Ed Valentine of Big Blue View floated Mooney as a possible roster bubble name as cutdown day approaches, saying he has not stood out in camp, while Matthew Schmidt of Roundtable Sports, relaying that report via Yahoo Sports back on August 10th, pushed back and called Mooney a roster lock given how thin the Giants' receiver depth is. And in Saturday's preseason opener against Minnesota, the compiled recaps did not mention Mooney once. No catches, no targets, no line at all. The June preview made a specific football argument about Mooney. The target volume was the real part of his game, and the one touchdown season in Atlanta was weather, not the player. 72 targets, a 16% share of his team's throws, and almost nothing in the end zone is the profile that historically snaps back, because targets are the identity stat for receivers and touchdowns are the least repeatable thing they do. But we flagged the catch just as clearly. The bounce only cashes if Mooney actually wins a real role in an offense nobody had seen yet, behind Malik Nabers and alongside Darius Slayton, with a second-year quarterback throwing it. That role question is exactly where this week landed, and it landed badly. A veteran signed to absorb the targets Wandale Robinson left behind should not be generating bubble chatter in mid-August. Even chatter that another writer immediately disputes, and a silent night against the Vikings, on an evening when rookie Malachi Fields caught all three of his targets and a touchdown, does not push back on it. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The regression math still says the target history is real, but the math was always conditional on winning a job, and this week's reporting says that job is not won. Next week, whether Mooney draws first unit work in the Miami joint practice on August 20th or the preseason game after it, and whether the bubble talk quiets or spreads, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.